The next item we take from Round and About magazine is entitled Branching Out. When Lee Ryman stepped back from her leadership role in the state primary system, it wasn't because she'd fallen out of love with education. Quite the opposite. After years as a teacher and senior leader, she had grown increasingly concerned that what she was being asked to deliver was drifting away from what children truly needed. Too much time, she felt, was being spent on preparing pupils for SATs, often at the expense of creativity, curiosity, and the simple enjoyment of learning. The pressure on children and staff was mounting. For Lee, education had to be about more than data and test scores. It had to support the whole child. Together with former colleague Sharon Julian and a group of Chauncey parents, Lee spent 2 years developing a model that would prioritise children's development in every sense, academically, emotionally, and socially. The result is an independent primary school that is open to all and, uniquely, charges no fees. Instead of traditional tuition payments, families contribute time. Parents take on tasks such as cooking and cleaning on a rota. To fund staff wages and running costs, the Treehouse relies on an energetic calendar of fundraisers, including the much-loved 5K and 10K races, a local bike sale, children's and adults' choirs, the Chauncey Open Gardens event, and Sorted, a charity shop in the village centre. The school is small, with a dedicated and highly skilled team of staff and volunteers. At its heart are the children, whose politeness, confidence, and curiosity frequently strike visitors. While rooted in the national curriculum, learning is shaped around real experiences and individual development. Lessons are tailored to each child's pace and interests, and one day each week is devoted entirely to outdoor learning, whatever the weather. Children also take turns preparing high-quality school lunches.